بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. Normally this dars is regarding lessons from ahadith. So inshallah next week we will continue with that. Just a small karguzari of a few days which we had seen during the month of Ramadan and after. So one is where we go normally, England, and that was like normal. But we had noticed that the amount of talab that Allah Tabarak Ta'ala is creating in the hearts of the people. So we would always see masjids are growing, like you don't see it in South Africa so much. There in a much bigger manner you will hear this announcement that a pub is becoming a masjid, a pub. So why a pub now? Because the Christian world, they made like a indication that no churches must sell anymore. Up till now it was only churches. Churches were, because churches, no one goes to the church anymore. But because the zoning is already done for religious purposes, no matter what the price of the church is, they buy the church. And if they can't buy the whole church, they buy half the church. And the other half remains empty for years and years until finally those people become tired and they say, just buy the whole church. But now when the church made it so hard, they don't sell the church. So they couldn't give that law to the pubs, like. But you would have thought a pub is a bar where people are always drinking. It seems the people are not drinking now. I was wondering now where they are now. They are online drinking, it seems. So they're not coming to the pubs. So you would hear, yeah, one time there was a collection taking place in the masjid. So young boys, they put on the skipper to show collection. And all of them say, a pub becomes the house of Allah. Now that small boy, when he comes to you, he says, give something to make a pub the house of Allah. Even if you don't want to give, like, a sentence to make a pub the house of, but so many places. So obviously if masjids are coming up so many, it means there has to be musallis for those masjids. Where those musallis are coming from, it is like Allah's izhar of His Qudrat at a time where we see so many people, and we meet those people who got like no shock at all for Islam. At all. So Allah Tabarak Ta'ala in Quran said, وَمَن يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ, that from you, whoever will turn away, فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهِ بِقَوْمٍ, then Allah in the place of one will bring a whole nation. We're seeing that nations now. Someone is filling the masjids. So where one is going out, a whole jamaat is coming in. And you don't know where they came. So that was like. But after England, then we went to one place called Macedonia. So you all will know that students are from Macedonia in the madrasa, and they'll get very happy, AV being mentioned finally. One reason I'm mentioning them, I don't think anyone in the world knows they exist, like. On the map, they're not there. That's why they call North Macedonia, but there's no South Macedonia. So it's a unique thing, like how they got in the North. There's no South for them also. But few things that I liked in this land is, they call it Yugoslavia. So when we were small, we heard of Yugoslavia because the name used to come out. Then, so this whole thing was Yugoslavia. And then Allah Tabarak Ta'ala gave the enemy the chance to one day fall on these lands. And they went through a very brutal era, where Islam was like cut. And if you have to like see what it was once upon a time, it was the land of the Turk. And Turkish Islam once upon a time was a unique Islam. There was modesty, there was piety, there was ulama, there was scholars, there was learning. And now when you see in those lands, you see zero. And zero, I can explain to you, although they might feel a little bit sad, their country is being like knocked. Zero is like when you see the imam of the masjid, and he's trying to give a khutbah reading insight from his phone. And even he can't read that khutbah. So forget reading it bahat. He can't read the khutbah inside. Like he's struggling. Which means he doesn't really know Arabic. He's seeing there, but he doesn't really know what this thing is, but this is the khutbah like. So some parts he might know, which means his Arabic level is might not even be on the Ula level of madrasa. But he's called, but he only studied like 2 years. So you don't behave like, but still he hasn't done Ula like. If we had to come here, we tell him like, we got something called Edadia for you. Just to get that Nazira right, that reading right. So if that is the Imam now, you can understand now what is the Qawm behind that Imam. So in such a world, where you would have ever thought like someone can ever like go back up again? But Allah's system is after 70 years, revolution must start. So when I went to this place, like I asked when all this happened. So the people that hosted me, the beginning of their change of their life happened like 70 years after this collapse. And I was like so like shocked, like how that a calculation always works. So a Jamaat from Pakistan would come to this land, they would meet certain people. And then some of them would get shocked and go away to Pakistan. They would spend time by the elders. Then they would say, I'm not leaving, I want to study. The elders would say, you must go back to your land. They said, no, we don't want to. They said, no, go back one day. You go back, your son maybe will come study. And Allah made it such that the son did go study after that. And they went there, then they came and they graduated here. But like what Allah puts words in the tongues of His selected servants, like how they. So that was like the beginning of that 70 years from that collapse. When now a group of people got shocked in this. So I only visited one village, a village of like 2,000 people. But in that village when you can already smell a revolution starting. Where people now, the enemy would have thought if we rob them of Islam, and we rob them of scholars, and we rob them of the masjid, then after 70 years, a time will come where they'll go to the church. But Allah Ta'ala has always made it that the thing always goes the other way around. So after many years, this place, they build a masjid. After many years, and I'm thinking like in this place, there's hardly any Christians in this village of about 2,000, but in that village of 2,000, there's 4 churches. And hardly any Christians. And in that village, there's one small masjid like. Now they built another masjid, big masjid, to accommodate people. So in that few days that I was there, although the language now is not my language. So when you speak English, they're not supposed to know what you're saying. But like sometimes in class when I teach and I'm speaking the language of the student and the student doesn't know what I'm saying, but you can see it on his face that hey, I don't know what you're saying. But to these people, you know they don't know what you're saying. But the way they're looking like, yes, we know what you're saying. Like, so much of shock where normally we in the Ijtima will wait for the Tarjuma, like when the Tarjuma is starting. My one friend used to go with the Quran Sharif. So when the one Bayan is carrying on, he was making his khatam like, and the Tarjuma started in Dosan. Because what are you going to do in that time? So much of shock to see a person listening and he doesn't know what you say. And still he's relating that, yes, yes, yes. Like. So that is like when Allah creates talab in people. That's something very far which we can't get like. When that man got so much talab for something he doesn't understand. Imagine when he's going to get something he understands. Like, how he's going to hold on to it. And I'm looking for this like a treasure for my life. So after 70 years, we're looking at that beginning. So this was only the one village that I saw, but Allah's system is when it starts like a flame. And when that flame hits, then it becomes a fire after that. And as it comes to the end of the 100 years, then when you enter in, that how that Nabi said, Anna yuhyi, that how will Allah ever bring life back to this place? And after 100 years, when he woke up, like he said, hey, life is here. So when Jamaat had just come back from about 40 days and they were giving a karguzari in that masjid where I was. So I liked one, two of their stories. So I thought I'll narrate it to you. But one is the, not the man what he was saying. The man what he was saying, that was like a small, like he said, Allah took us here, Allah took us there. But now the man who's standing, their karguzari was not about what he was saying. It was about him. Somebody else is telling me, okay, let me tell you about him. Don't worry what he's saying, like. So the one that stands up, this man, he had gone in so much of debt in the village that everyone wants to hit him. And he's addicted to what is called gambling. Addicted. So finally, when no one wants him, they say, just get rid of him, like. Otherwise someone will kill him in this town. So the best place to get rid of someone is send him in Jamaat, like. Send him in Jamaat. Now that man now, his beard is coming out. And he's standing there and he's speaking about the greatness of Allah. Then the other one stands up. They say, this man was so addicted to drugs. They also have drugs there. And that addiction had made him that he had his hospital file. That from the hospital they had to continue giving him certain medication just to keep his levels right. Otherwise, like, most likely you'll go mental. So he goes out now to Pakistan in Jamaat or India, wherever he was taken at that time. So this is not now he went out, a while ago. So when he's there, the person who takes him out, the same person whose life changed because of that Pakistan Jamaat, is now taking out different people in his years of changing. And I met many people who said, he changed my life. He changed my life. And I'm thinking, like, such a simple person. And I'm thinking of that Jamaat that came. Like, they, no one knows who they are also, but where they reached. But amazing Allah system, like. So you see, that man changed my life. He changed my life. And then this person is doing work. And he said, come, I'll show you what work I'm doing. I said, how that system of one man's one sentence, one man, okay, let me go. The first person who went, like, when this change took place, even when he went to Pakistan, he never go in Jamaat. He went after hearing about this year on holiday. And he said, I'll go holiday and on the way, I'll just go see what's happening in this masjid, like. Because he wasn't really trusting the story. And that's how he reaches the Markaz of Raiwin. That era, when that 70 years, the time for change comes. He hears about it, he tells the Jamaat nothing. But in his mind it comes, I'm going to go Pakistan for holiday. When he comes holiday, let me just go see what's happening. And when he reaches that Markaz, he can't leave. That's when he tells the elders, let me stay here for years. Like, I don't know how to read Quran. I want to become an alim. They say, you can't stay, go back to your country. How life? So this is the second person, they take him now, Pakistan or India, wherever it was. I can't remember exactly what was told to me. But they say that he was told you can have your cigarettes, like. Because you can't get drugs now. They give you a cigarette. So now when that need comes, he says, no, I'm not going to have cigarettes. So say, very good, no cigarettes. So he doesn't take cigarettes with him now. Because when you go on Josh, like, I'm changing my life. But now when the time comes, I want my cigarettes. Please get a cigarette. So the Amir Sahib say, let's go look for cigarettes. So as they're walking out now, they can't find the cigarettes. And cigarettes, normally you're supposed to find it everywhere, but Allah makes it, you can't get it. So they're carrying on, something like this story is, and after about 1 hour or something, he gets so angry with cigarettes. Like, he gets angry with cigarettes, I'm never having a cigarette again. Whatever his story was, I never understood too much of that, but I like this one sentence. That he phones his father and says, go to the hospital and tell them they must cancel my file. So the hospital, when the father goes to say that my son is not coming back, the hospital doesn't believe that you can have a case like this. And he's telling them that cancel the file, but I like the sentence. And I met the father looked very modern to me. And everyone is modern. So for a modern person to say this, when his son came back, he said the sentence, that I want to bring the radio stations of the world here. Now because he's so modern, he also said I want to bring the television stations also. That's him, but he says, I want to bring them here because they're telling the world there's no answer for addiction to drugs. So I want to put my son there and tell them, here, show him. That he changed. There is an answer to addiction. So I like that sentence and to see which modern man said this thing like. That the world said there's no answer for addiction. He said, I want to show them there's an answer. The answer is arriving. But not like, right? What the answer is when Allah wants, the change can happen anywhere, like. So that man now is speaking about Allah and I'm looking at him, like. And I say, in which land, who would have thought a revelation can take place, a revolution like that? That man. Now the Amir is speaking. So the Amir says that we went out for 40 days and we went to the one village. So I was not hearing so much because I'm trying to hear about the karguzari of the person speaking. I'm enjoying that more than what the man is saying. But when the Amir Sahib is speaking, so the little I remember of him, what he said is, we went to this town. So this is the third time he said, I've come to this village. The first two times we were not allowed in the masjid. And the people of the village are linked to the imam. So most likely the people of the village were told also that you must have nothing to do with this Jamaat. He said, we went one time, we booked out in a certain flat, we stayed in that flat, and after 3 days we came away. He said, second time it happened. He said, this is the third time I'm reaching that. He said, this time when we were in that place, the Imam comes to us. And he said, I have observed you people for 3 times, because the exam is normally 3. He said, you all passed the exam. I found you all to be a group that got nothing wrong with you all. He said, I want you to come into the masjid. He said, it took 3 times, but of sabr. So the first time wasn't easy, second time wasn't easy. You're in a city or in a village and no one wants you. And the Imam doesn't want to hear you. He said, I was testing you people. You genuine like. So he brought them in the masjid, and when they were going, he said, and I'm going to send the message to the next masjid also, next village, that they must look after you people. So he said that, you see how change is coming. I'm listening to that. Amazing luck. How when Allah wants it, everything starts clicking into place, clicking into place. So there, when I was there, I told them that there's a need now for a madrasa in this place. A madrasa, not a maktab, a darul ulum. Now normally people will think, which place you'll put a darul ulum like? The people don't even know the basics like. But in these places, why we want a darul ulum? Because the first thing this masajid need is, their imams must become proper imams. Because if the poor imam knows nothing, he's not going to teach anyone anything. But it is just when I was looking at it, I said, Dioban can start here also like. It needs one teacher, one student, one flick, and the amount of talab in that place, the amount of desire. I said, I only saw like one North Macedonia. So when I went back to England, I told them I came from North Macedonia. They said, where is that? Like, I said, I went from England there. Right nearby. Where is that? Like on the map. No one even knows it. I said, inshallah, a time will come where you'll hear a lot about it. Like, when this change is taking place, for so fa ya'ti Allah biqawm. Allah is now bringing nations. Yuhibbuhum wa yuhibbuna. One thing I liked in North Macedonia, which I found me and you don't have, although they were taken so far away from Islam, but the relationship of adab, their respect for the masjid and for masail. So we would hear this in the past, when people are ignorant, for them every masala is farz. And when people get knowledge, for them every masala is mukhtalafi. So you will see it there. There, as soon as adhan goes, everyone is in the masjid. So it's farz like. If you found now outside the masjid, you are kafir. How can you be outside the masjid and Allahu Akbar? So you see the whole masjid is nice. Like, soon as Allahu, the adhan is finished, everyone stands up for sunnats. So it was my one time in life where every sunnate ghair muakkada of asr, I read it. One time in my life. Like, you want to become like Junaid Baghdadi, you go sit 40 days there. You won't must forget takbir-e ula, you will not miss your first sunnate ghair muakkada. And like one other reason is, in that town there's nothing else to do. So you have to be there, adhan time. There's nothing to do there. So, sunnate ghair muakkada, the whole masjid. Everyone stands up. And you got exactly your 5 minutes to read that sunnate ghair muakkada. There's no 15 minutes from adhan to iqama. As soon as adhan finishes, 5 minutes, as soon as you make salam, the iqama starts. So everyone is 4 rakats. Immediately the iqama. Then the salah takes place. Everyone gets takbir ula. I don't think I would have seen someone standing up for 1 rakat. Everyone is there for the sunnah e ghair muqadda. Where they're not going to be there for the farz. As soon as the salam takes place, everyone reads their sunnahs. Everyone. And the thing that really amazed me is after the sunnahs, then they make their dhikr, like how we read in Nurul Ida. They really make amal on that asal masala like. If you want to see Nurul Ida's masala, you'll see maybe he was from Macedonia, like he wrote their tariqah. But after that day, now it's time to go home. But it was that time when they said, okay, let's have a program after Zuhur, sometimes after Asr. And you will see like practically the whole masjid, they just move away from who they are. Or another unique thing they got is after Salam, they like to greet. Where that masala came from, I don't know. We normally Eid day, we try to run away from everyone. Because how many salams you going to make? Your hand is going to be there after every salah. You must make musafaha and mu'anaka.
So the whole masjid will go round and round and round after every salah. I said, in this town, I don't think any guna remains with anyone. The amount of salam that's made, like, so they got, that's why, and if the masjid got 100 people, you make shukr is not 1,000 people. Because, I don't know how, and some of them old people, they got that old mu'anaka of 3. So 1, 2, 3. So my habit will be, I'll try to go as quick as possible to the door. Whoever grabs me on the salam grabs me, and you're almost out. Like, but they got so much of time that they go round and round and round with everyone. Like, I said that Eid masala, if you had explained to them, don't make salah on Eid, it's not going to work here. They're making salam fajr time also. Every salah, like proper salam. But what was really amazing is now when the time for a program comes, even if they don't know the language, and they don't even hear an ilan after salah, there's going to be a program. Everyone just comes and sit. It's like ta'lim now. That amount of shock to see in a person, then you say, how Allah said, wa inna lahu lahafidhun. That this religion we will look after, the Quran will be looked after, the meaning of Quran, Islam will be. No matter how much of effort was made, like you would have thought now after 70, 75, 80, now it's finished now. Because they don't know the meaning of Quran. They don't know, I think, how to read Quran. They got no relationship at all with Islam. But then Allah wants, now you just see they're listening. Like, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah gave this example. He said, when rain falls, Allah has made it such, and Allah makes ishara towards it in the Quran, that He is the one who sends the water down, and the grass then just comes up. It was dead before that. Everything was dead. Now the grass comes. He says, but that we all see. And grass, you said it had good rainfall this year. Good rainfall. And the grass came up. He says, but then sometimes you go in the deserts. And in the deserts, you don't ever hear of it raining. Now with this, what we move towards, the new future, it's called a global change in the world. We call it the Dajjali weather system. Now in deserts, there's a lot of rain. It's happening. In deserts, there's so much of rain that soon the time will come where deserts will become gardens again. So now if you travel from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, you're already seeing the gardens. You wonder that I never saw gardens before. There was no gardens. So people have written about this in a very unique manner. They have written that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's wording was, the hour will not be established until the lands of the Arabs will hatta ta'uda, until the lands of the Arabs will return to gardens again. Now see that word ta'ud. So ta'ud can have one meaning, tasir, until it becomes. But the real meaning of ta'ud is to return. But the question is, the land of the Arabs is called Sahara, the Sahara. Sahara means the desert. So where was the garden? Although in Quran we used to read where the Nabi told the people that Allah is the one, وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ, that He will give you all gardens and He will give you all this. And you want the gardens, but those people were in a desert. What gardens were He speaking about? So now people are saying that those people, what they call, who study geography very deep, they are saying that definitely once upon a time these lands were gardens. And then with the change over years and years, so when this whole thing came out, so one Muslim scholar had a talk with the German. So he's telling to the German, I respect your research very good about the past, like, that once upon a time this was gardens. He said, but I want to ask you, how do you think my Nabi knew about it? Because he said this, hatta ta'uda. So he's saying that that man then finally said to him that maybe the Romans told him about it. Because the Romans knew about the past. Like, so maybe someone. So he said, okay, maybe the Romans. He said, then I want to ask you that you are now saying that because of global warming and change, it's again going to get so much of rainfall that it's going to become gardens. That's what's happening today. It's going to become gardens. So he says, I'm asking you that you now saying this, but who told my Nabi that one? Did the Romans also know that? That one day again it will become. So he says, then the Germans just look, and Germans are very staunch atheists. So the answer the German gave to him was that you want me to say that the creator of the heavens and the earth told it to him. That's what you want me to say. So the scholar said that, I never said that. But you write it down, like if that, you saying I want you to say it, but that's your answer, like. And it ended on that day, like. But when you will see the gardens, but now the example I wanted to give you, as Rakim Sahib said, in the deserts, where does rain fall? Because we don't see it. But when you will enter garden, deserts, you will always find there are some trees. And this thing grew. And everything that grows, grows with water. Now, how much of water had to come for that one? Because the desert got no water. So he says, in the places where there's a desert, even one drop of water will create a plant. In a place where there's a desert, even one drop of water is sufficient to create its plants. And at that time, his desire was that people must be ready to go to deserts. Because in the desert, your one sentence can create revolutions. So I saw it in this place, thinking of the Jamaat that came when this was like a desert. Why I mention this here is for all of you all. When the chance comes one day where you will become a speaker, an alim, then normally an alim, he always like, masjid is calling me, which masjid? You see that main masjid, how's the crowd? So where a crowd is good, you must know you need Lord rainfall. And with Lord rainfall, you get little grass also. That they come to listen to the speaker, then they'll contemplate, okay, was he this one good? Last one was also good, you know. What he said, that other point, what he was meaning by that, there'll be so much of dissecting, that they'll dissect the bayan, they'll dissect the speaker also. Some of my friends stopped giving bayans, because they listened to what someone said. So the world is a world of critics. The man who doesn't criticize hasn't got WhatsApp. So you'll never hear him praising you. The man who's a criticizer is the best WhatsApp man. So if you're going to ever read on WhatsApp what people are saying, you'll never speak. But if you go to a place where there's no one, there everyone listens to you. Even if what you're saying is wrong. Just the other day my friend was here, so he let me listen. One sheikh was giving gardans to his murid. So he was saying, istaghfara, yastaghfiru, istighfaran, mustaghfiran. Everyone is saying, wow, subhanallah. Whether they thought he's reading something from wahi, like. So even gardans put them in wajd, like. They don't know what he is saying, but for them, as long as it's Arabic, say, my sheikh, what and what he memorized. So he hit one gardan, another gardan, another gardan. You can go and you can hit your nasara, yansur, nasra, nasir, and put the after. People say, what Arabic? Wah, wah. The world is like that. There even one drop. So when you got a chance to go out, number one, what I saw is that you don't need to be an alim in these places. If you go, and even if you are ula, sania, in a place where there's a drought, whatever you say to them, they're ready to grab. That one sentence that you might say might create a revolution for tomorrow. When you get the chance, don't look at masjids where there are people already. There are many masjids in the world where there's no people. And you might think, if I go there, who's going to listen? But where you will go there, as soon as I reached England, not England itself, I moved from one place to another. So amazing this England land is, everything is like confusing in this place. But where I left now, I had to reach Asr time. So the one party would come from point B to meet me in point, like halfway, because it's like, it's Ramzan also, so I don't want someone to drive me so far. So I said, okay, you come 2 hours, we'll come 2 hours. We'll meet at a certain garage, certain point, and then I'll come with you. So the way to that point now, amazing England is, it got a road like this. That either you go this way, or you go this way. Not like our South Africa highway, you go this way. Now, person listening online won't understand what I'm saying. So one way is, you're going in the east, and you're coming to point B. And the other way is you're going in the west and you're coming to point B. So the one person sent a WhatsApp, where are we going to meet? And the other person, for some reason, told his friend the wrong place. So we carry on, and after 2 hours we reach, or 1.5 hours, the garage. And now we're asking my friends, where you all are? And they're saying, we are at the garage. And it's also 2 hours from there. And they're saying, but we can't see you all in the car park. And I say, but here this crane or this truck is here. Then we're looking at the truck. We say, no, maybe you're on the other side of the garage. So we're coming there. Now we say, now we're getting late. Where you are? Finally, I say, okay, send a location. But because you must be like 5 minutes. I put the location. So he's showing me 1.5 hours away. So I say, this thing is not working now. Then that person is looking. He said, hey, they are the other garage. I said, no problem, let's go there. He said, you can't go there. He said, it's easier for me to drive you back to where we have to go, point B, and I'll get you there, instead of getting to where they are. So when we reached that place, now so much of taklif, but now to reach that place, when I reached that place, I was so tired. And I just thought, okay, the family go, I'll just give a bayan there. So that day it happened that in that program, there were very few people. So one student was there and he came and told me, look at this, no one is here. Like, so for me, no one is here and a lot of people here makes no difference in life. We spoke in COVID when there was no one in the world. Like, so no one and someone must never be a thing in your life. Like, no one and someone. There's always someone and that is Allah. Wherever you are, you must never go and think, did people come? So I spoke and I told that student that no, even 5 people... 10 people, not 10 people, I mean, there's a good amount of people. For me, it's a lot, but what a student wants, he wants like a packed masjid. It doesn't work like that in the world always. People got their own lives. When you get a packed masjid, you're lucky. When you don't get a packed masjid, you're also lucky. Because Almighty Allah is the asr, like. You can't look for that. But whatever I spoke about, as I was going out, one person came now. Now he's speaking to me about what I said, and how it impacted his life, and he was looking for this answer, and as I'm walking, like I'm saying, Allah, I think that whole 4-hour journey was only for this man, like, just to get me here, because this man, I don't even know if he knew there's going to be a program. He landed up here just for Salah, he saw me sitting there, he said, let me sit. I said, I think that whole journey was just for this one man. Like this here, wherever you will go, Allah will bring one person who's thirsty. You must already have, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib, Damat Barakatuh, when he graduated, so one of the advices one of his ustads told him is, he said, search for the places where no one goes. He says, because those people are talib. He said, at the beginning, avoid those places where everyone goes. Because those people are full. When a man is full, even biryani, he just says, I don't want. And when a man is hungry, even dal is something like, say, give me more, give me more. So search for the places where there are no one. And the day will come where Allah will take everyone to places where there are a lot of people. But to have this, that there is a thirst in the world. وَمَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ. If me and you can be the reason of that qawm getting the hidayah, Allah said, they will be يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّنَا. They will be the true lovers of Allah. But at least you one day can say, but I was that guy. Didn't I tell you like something? Allah tabarak ta'ala make every one of us hadiyan mahdiya wa sallallahu ala an-nabiy al-karim wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.